Professor Noriya Kawazumi will tell us about gate doubles and derivatives.
Thank you for the introduction and introduction. Some of you are going to be writing this project. And this talk is based on work in progress, so not complete. And jointly we come to RFC, use technology, and NEF. And let me fix field of characters 0, and we consider a compact connected oriented surface with non-empty boundaries. So by classification 7, sigma is isomorphic to this surface. And we use the genus for G, and the number of the boundary components is n plus 1. Then the Euler characteristic of the surface is equals 1 minus 2g minus n, and we choose a base point on the zero boundary. So we number the boundary component from 0 to n. So, and we choose a base point at the zero component of the boundary. And we consider the fundamental group of the surface with base point here. So this is a free group of rank 2g plus n, so this is a similar situation to when our yesterday talk. And we consider augmentation map of grouping or a grouping. So first of all, let me recall the trial gate derivatives. So he considered a more general setting, but let me consider the restricted situation for our surface. So let C be a gate. Gate means an oriented arc in the surface, sigma connecting two distinct points on the boundaries, so like this. So this is some piece or some segment of boundary, and this is another segment of boundary. So this is a gate. And we consider orientation of this gate, arc. And we choose a path from the base point to the interior point of the gate. And we fix one path. Then I try to introduce a gate derivative like this. So d gamma plus c. So this is a path from the grouping of the fundamental group to itself. And the definition is this formula. So for any alpha, so in pi, so in the base group, and we choose its representative transverse to C, then we consider this amount. So epsilon means a local intersection number. So this is plus 1 or minus 1. So plus 1 or minus 1. So in this situation, is plus 1, so this is the right-hand system. And we consider the segment of alpha from 0 to dt. So dt means the time approaching c. So,
sorry, what is alpha? Is alpha the same as gamma?
Oh, no, different. Gamma is a special return path.
Oh, okay.
It's a return path. So alpha is
Alpha is the input.
Input.
Yeah.
And so at the time t, the alpha cross wants to cross the gate, but the gatekeeper refuses. So he or she has to go back through this fixed path. So this is the definition of gate derivatives. So this is the local intersection number. So in this case, epsilon is plus 1. And we this segment. And the sub from alpha t to some gamma plus 1, to the end point of gamma prime, and go back by gamma prime. So this is the definition of gate derivative by trap. And this is a this operation is a Fox derivative. So this is introduced in Brenner's yesterday talk. So this formula. And if you consider cut the surface by gate, then the Euler characteristic increases by 1. So using my sequence. So in this talk, I would like to consider the double version of gate derivatives. The double version means this one. For convenience, so let me fix a midpoint of the gate C, and so this is a chosen path, and we consider one more path from this point to this point to the base point, and concatenation of gamma prime and gamma double prime is transverse to the dual of this gate, dual of this gate. So this means the intersection number at here, so both of them are plus one and transverse. So this is the dual of this gate.
So but then there is only one intersection point, or there might be many intersection points with intersection plus
just one. Just one point. So this is a just one. Later we will take this group simple cross cut. Yeah. So let me introduce a double version of trice gate derivatives. So this part is the same as the original one. So go to the gate, and he or she cannot cross the gate and go back. And he or she recovers his wish to continue his travel. So go back. So through this line, this pass, go back to this gate and continue their travel. So this is this part. This part. So we go on here. We can start. Go on. Okay. So this is our double version of gate. So this is a double derivation. So this operation satisfies this equation. So this is a double derivation. And moreover, if you consider the concatenation of this path and this path, so this is the dual of the gate, then d of gamma equals 1 tensor 1. So we have this formula. Anyway, so this is our definition of gate double derivatives. So next, let me consider gate system. So gate system means corresponds to a Hund decomposition of the surface with a single 0-100 and no 200s. So in other words, gate system is a collection of gates. So each CI is a gate. And these gates are distinct. And if we cut the surface along these gates, all the gates, then we get a two-dimensional disk. So this is a 0-100. And the open tubular neighborhood of each CI is a 100. So we have the number of gates is computed like this. So the difference of the Euler characteristic of the disk and the Euler characteristic of the surface. So the number of gates equals 2g plus n. In this situation, we can take a canonical, we can choose gamma I prime and gamma double prime in a canonical way. So these pass this disjoint from all CGAs, and gamma 1 and omega r traffic 1 are transverse to each CI. So this is a dual of each gate CI. So this is unique after homotopy, since the disk is contractible. And each, so and these, and we write gamma I by the concatenation of gamma I prime and gamma I double prime. Then these gamma I's are free generators of these three. And we can consider double gate derivative associated with this CI, the ice gate, and these two paths. So this is also a double derivation, and this defines the delta IJ and so on. So this kind of thing is classically known. So for any free generator, we can define a double derivative and satisfy this equation. So the point is these these derivatives can be defined in a topological way. So now let me consider coordinate change. So free generator defined in some sense coordinate of free group. So let me consider elementary coordinate change. So we can so these are two kinds. We can consider two kinds of these changes. And the first one is reversing the orientation of gate. Reversing orientation of gate. Then the associated loop gamma is mapped to its inverse. Its inverse. And we have this formula. So this formula can be proved by purely algebraic. But we can prove it in topological ways like this. Just a notation. And secondly, we consider elementary move, so or Hadley sliding. Hadley sliding means a standard change. And so in this change, so we have this relation. So gamma 1 tilde is the same as gamma 1, and gamma 2 tilde equals gamma 1 inverse gamma 2. So we read from left to right, from left to right. So gamma 1 inverse and gamma 2. Then we have this formula. So and this is also can be proved by purely algebraic, but we can prove topologically. But it is too complicated. Yeah. So we consider these three cases. So alpha group from here. Yeah. And so in this case, C1 is here, so D alpha DC1 is 0. And D alpha DC1 tilde is the same as 1 tensor gamma 1 inverse gamma 2 times D alpha DC. So this is also straightforward computation. And so, and in this case, so alpha does not intersect to C2. So d alpha dc2 vanishes, and d alpha dc1 tilde same as d alpha dc1. So for this alpha, c1 and c1 tilde have the same effect. And in this case, alpha does not intersect with c1 tilde. And so d alpha dc1 tilde vanishes. And d alpha dc1, in this case, d alpha dc1 equals this one. So, I In all these cases, we have this equation. This is also proved by purely algebraic, and we need to check up, and we can prove it by topological elementary topological weight. So next, we consider that we like to introduce some notation. So KTV of Udall characters zero. And in general, we consider associative algebra, A, associative algebra. And this is a, this can be regarded as a B algebra with respect to data. And we consider the trace space, so this is the
type. So the K decomposition determines the family of groups, number of denominator. So it's enough to know the gate decomposition of the surface to do the construction that you have explained so far. Is it enough to fix the gate decomposition, those segments, in order to do all the construction that you have explained so far? It's a question. Yes? Okay. So, it's a way to decompose surfaces. Mm-hmm. It's a way to decompose surfaces. Mm-hmm. So is it because now you are trying to find to relate all of them, but some elementary
rules. Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is a popular theorem. The number of boundary components is just one. It is written proof.
That any two of them are
Yeah.
Okay. So is it related to the fat graph theory?
Yes. And we consider trace space or the algebra of realization. So this is the same notion as in when I yesterday too. So this is the closure of the K-linear span of graphene, and we will cause quotient map, and we write both one by equivalent class, and so on. So the image of one, it's a unit, and we consider the quotient of this one. And for example, so if we consider a grouping, then the trace space of the grouping is nothing but the free vector space generated by the conjugacy classes of the group. And the quotient map is nothing but the forgetful map of the base point. And similarly, so for z pi, so the trace space of z pi is the free Hermitian group over the the homotopy set of free groups, and so on. And if we consider a finite dimensional K vector space, V, then, and we consider the completed tensor algebra, P hat of V, then the trace space is nothing but the cyclic co-invariance of the tensor algebra. And we consider completion of the grouping with respect to a filtration. Let me skip the precise filtration of this one. So if the surface is sigma g1 or sigma zero, g0, then this filtration is coincides with the augmentation area, the filtration augmentation area. And in any case, this completion is topologically isomorphic to the completion of the grouping with respect to the augmentation area. Anyway, so in this completion, we can consider the logarithm of the loop, gamma. And our double derivation extends uniquely a continuous double derivation on the completed group. And we can consider log of gamma. So the partial derivative with respect to log of gamma I. So in the I, so there exists, in the link exists dd log gamma I, such that this formula satisfied. And uniqueness is clear from this formula, and existence is given by, so this operation is explicitly given by this formula. And we have this lemma. And here we have a variable number.
And so we can go back to you went too fast. I could not see the end. So what does the answer is?
So for any derivation, we consider du gamma in DCI, and we take the series. Then this equals to this one. And this is a similar thing for log of gamma phi. And we have some correction term. Some correction term comes from a correction term. And this is a one tensor log of gamma phi. So this is a homology plus. And R of this one.
Okay.
Yeah, R means this one. So, in some sense, so log delta algebraic function.
And here, the view of the derivation is a usual sense.
Yes.
Of an algebra.
Yes. So this is a usual operation. So this is a usual operation. So ddx in tensor. So the proof is already. The purpose of our study is in clarified track topographies and its larger. So now let me recall the track topography. So let alpha be a field vectored by generic margin. And then we consider the set of pairs of parameters which gives double transverse double point, then the trial property is defined by this one. So epsilon means a local intersection number of two velocity vectors, and this is the one segment of alpha. So the other segment. And this operation is not very defined. So because of the move of vast less of mono. So in the original definition of bitrial, we take the quotient by the trivial group. And if we go to the quotient, this operation is very defined. And moreover, this operation defines the B-pi algebra structure of this space. And later, Chas proves it is involutive, let me consider framing. We fix the framing, in other words, orientation, preserving isomorphism of the tangent bundle of the surface. And using the framing, we consider rotation number or winding number of the mass curve. Then, the framing version is given by this formula. So this is correction term. By this correction term, this is well defined under the move for less of mono. And to get a formal description, so let me recall our joint result, our result. So let H be a homology group of the surface, and it is filtered by the image of inclusion map from inclusion homomorphism from the boundary. Then we get a graded quotient. And using this grading, this filtration, we get a filtration, a similar filtration. We have a similar filtration, so for grouping. And canonically isomorphic, it's graded, completed graded quotient is canonically isomorphic to the grade, the completed tensor algebra over the graded quotient of H. And then our theorem says, if the genus of sigma is not 1, or in genus 1 case, except some special framing there exists, then there exists a filtration preserved group algebra homomorphism from the group link to the graded quotient, such that the graded quotient of sigma theta is identity and it induces a D by algebra isomorphism between this space and this space. So original one is graded. And for genus zero case, when I actually already proved this theorem and using conservation zero. And data for genus zero case, and our combinatorian gave a simple proof using missing examples connection. And later, Dick Hain gave another proof of our theorem using a miscellaneous structure. Similarly, so this comes from Pascal's problem, and the KV1 condition corresponds to Boolean bracket, and the Clair bracket corresponds to KV1 and KV2. And KV1 condition is the same condition as that theta is special or symplectic condition. So Lisk and I and Mashutra independently prove if theta is a special or conjugate of special or symplectic expansion, then the induced map is the algebra. And recently, we proved the converse. Anyway, go back to the code market. The key formula for the formal description is this formula. So we consider standard gate system. So this is standard gate system. Then we have a standard free generator of the surface. And we consider exponential map from the grouping to this completed tensor algebra. So, and from now on, we have derived simply A for the completed tensor algebra or graded quotient group. Anyway, so this is our key equation for the formal description of data. And GDF is essentially the same as Alexic Roshian divergence, and it is related to KV2. And this part is Marshall drives double bracket. And it associated to KP1. And this is a purely, this part has a pure, complete topological interpretation. But this part is purely, originally purely algebraic. So the purpose of my talk is to give this part to topological interpretation. Mm-hmm. So the answer is that gate.
So Maria, could you please unravel the rewrite composition, sending rules, the target and source of each application?
This one?
Yes.
Target and source.
But you can I suggest you to write it in the background?
Let me change a little bit. So in my talk, I like to delete this part. So X means a conjugation by C plus A phi to B phi to H, and R by goes to EXI. XI is the conjugate of R phi, and R goes to RI. Sigma is a phi up above the a phi. So this is a base by standard framing coming from standard system. So rotate 0 alpha, and rotation number of alpha and beta vanishes, and rotation number of gamma j vanishes. So this is not standard. So usually we consider a black hole frame in genus 0 case. So in this case, this is minus 1. But let me consider different frame. So this is the reason why I like to draw this letter T. And in this case, GD of F0 is given by this formula. So, and here, so this is a similar thing to DDCI. And if U is tangential, then this map vanishes.
Sorry, what is the, I don't see what's written there. Uh-huh. 1 tends the U of what?
U, EW. E of exponential of W.
W
means X, I, Y, I,
O,
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for, if W equals X and Y, this is a similar formula for previous formula, but if W equals DJ, then if W equals DJ, so this is different, mm-hmm. Also different one. Mm-hmm. So this is the reason why we consider this situation. Anyway, so this is our so but if you consider this one, so this is a you consider this one. Anyway, so this operation was introduced by an algebraic formula in the context of non-commutative Poisson algebra or some algebra, and we want to have a topological interpretation of this map. And this is given by gate double negatives. And so let's see the any gate system. And we consider we have the associated free generator system of the fundamental group associated with this gate system, so the dual gate system. And we consider divergence associated to this gate system. The definition is this one. The definition is this one. So the same. Yeah. And if we consider the conjugation of this divergence by theta exponential, then we get this one. And our main theorem is this is independent of the choice of gates up to frame terms. And so the meaning of this quotation mark, so the theorem depends on the photograph sense theorem. It is the proof is written for the case the boundary is connected, but the number of boundary components is greater than 1, then we have no proof. So this is the reason why we write this quotation.
So the first theorem, what you need is the contractibility of the object.
Yeah, the contractibility of time. But we have to fill any technical gaps.
But is it not proof of any surface?
I asked Tera. His answer is yes for boundary components. Okay. But he has no idea how.
Okay. So can I ask another question? So to come back to this operation G give F.
Mm.
So on the previous slide. Yeah. You give a formula for F0.
Yes.
So in general, the formula for any F,
yeah,
which depends on the value on the rotation number you shoot. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ah,
so. Mm. Yeah, same one. This one?
So this single associated system. No, but JDiv is for the tensor algebra.
Yeah. Tensor algebra.
Yeah. No, but so what is the definition of GDiff?
GDiff?
Yes.
Yes. So this is
Or what? Maybe not.
For a new GDiff. If zero.
Does it depend on F0?
F0 means that instance, yes. F0 is the rotation number of alpha.
I think the question is what is the linear term to add if you want with another F?
Yes.
There is a formula.
Cool.
No, I don't mean the formula, just to understand that it depends on F in some sense.
Depends on F. Mm-hmm. Okay. Depends on F.
And for F0, it is
F. Yes. So this is the element of if we have U of P. I think just P plus is the element of F. And if we have H1, H minus sigma. And so one minus U. Yeah, this is a question. So let me consider the behavior of divergence under the coordinate change. Under the coordinate change, behavior of divergence under the coordinate change. So first of all, so we consider the reversing the orientation of the gate. Then we have this one. And by straightforward computation, so we have this formula. The same one. And corresponding the homology class of the dual of the gate reversing gate. So this is moreover for elementary move we can completely declare this. And the result is this one. So framing term comes from this one. And so let me explain the problem itself. Some 100 like this, if our gate is this direction, then gamma is like this. So at this point, so we call this point Ci gamma I, Pi prime, and this is Pi double prime. So this is the entrance of the gate, and this is exit of the gate. This is entrance of the gate, this is exit of this gate. And we, so we have this, so for example, this one, Pj, so exit of J, gate J, then we consider total order, ordering of that list. So, and so we consider entrance and Pi, Pi double prime. So this is entrance, and this is exit. Okay. And we have a total order. And we put a source of gamma I. Consider gamma I bar is this one. And this is a simple, we can take a simple group graph, standard weight. So using the simple group arc, using simple arc, we have a simple group graph. And the Monody graph of these simple group graphs spans the homology group of the surface. So the rotation, so the frame on sigma to G plus N, so for any X to rotation lambda of F. And this is bijection. This is bijection. So the frame, the framing is inhibited down by these values. And anyway, so from this formula, EF for C, C. And moreover, if alpha is simple for half, then EF alpha equals location number of alpha and 1 H I. Using these formulas, with this formula, we can compute this one. We can compute this one. And so, in this sense, for any gate system, defines the canonical, canonical or standard here. But anyway, we have a map from the set of gate system to the set of frame. So this is the framing associated.
What's the framing associated to the gate system for all those curves gamma, which intersect the gate only once, they have frame zero.
So for this and so for any rotation F C tau V I sigma Boundary 1 is the boundary loop. Rotation number of boundary loop of this training vanishes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you say there is for a gate system, there is a canonical frame.
Yes.
But what is it? I haven't quite understood.
Ah, no. If the location is for this frame, this gate system is very special.
Yeah.
Very special. So let me explain how for you. So you can get that. Understand everything. And the rotation xc of gamma I equals the number of j
Okay.
However, maybe is it better to say that the divergence only depends on the frame, right?
Yes, because
I think the statement is that you can define it using any gate system.
Yep.
So there is a formula which defines the divergence, and then it turns out to be independent of the gates. Yes. It's only dependent on the frame.
So there is this operation which is well defined. Mm-hmm. So there is this operation, and then what becomes this equation topologically? So delta f x.
Ah. Yes.
So you want to.
This is the fact I want to. Mu zero framing it out. So.
Okay. So the result would be that the frame version of the two-echo bracket is a composition of sigma with this map.
So, mu zero framing it out. But unfortunately, we have no proof for.
Maybe a stupid question. So, what about the Mantle class group?
Mantle class group action. Mantle class group action is not so clear. So this is associated part graph. So white hand move. So white hand move is white hand move defines a group of each group of including Mantle class group. So this is the reason why we want to. So this is the reason why for clarify the relation between non-factorized and factorized.
Any further questions? So let's thank Maria once again.